Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Power to Be You and Rise to Win for our youth listeners. I am Sandra Bueno, and I am coming to you live from West Palm Beach, Florida. As it happens, right now we have President-elect Obama on a news conference in Chicago, and I am so excited and eager about everything that is taking place. The mention that he is making regarding the schools and just everything that needs to take shape in order for our country to go forward. And what I'd like to do is use this half an hour program just to discuss what is taking place and exactly this, what I have been working on with the Rise to Win, with the Power to Be You, with the education that I have seen setting forward, is indeed the whole idea of bringing to youth the necessary skills, the empowerment awareness that they need to have in order to realize that they have options and that if they exercise these options, they will be in a position where they can make choices, where they can make decisions, where they can create results in their lives that are different than what they have been having. So here, as President-elect was speaking about choosing Arne Duncan for his education secretary, the schools in Chicago, how they are not up to par, just a lot of these different distinctions that he has made, he really brought emphasis to the fact that we need to bring about intellectual awareness. We need to make no excuses on expecting high achievements, and that our culture, if we can get our culture to change and to value intellectual achievement, this is going to help the economy because, bottom line, it is education that's going to take us forward. It is no matter what takes place in the government, no matter who is at the helm, the responsibility lies within each and every one of us. All of us as Americans, all of us as parents, all of us as teachers, as administrators, as legislators, as public servants, we must do our part to ensure that we take our country forward, to ensure that we get back on step with who we are as Americans, with who we are in this nation. I am an immigrant. I was not born in America, yet I came to America because of what America promised. America is a country that's been created by people. It's been created by the sweat and by the sacrifice and by the belief that people have to create a country where possibilities exist, where opportunities are there, whether you're black or white or Hispanic or poor or you're ill or you have a handicap. This is the only country where these things can take shape. And that's who you and I are. So at this point, I can't be more ecstatic about what has just happened because that is aligned with everything that I'm putting forward, and it is the belief that we all need to have that we can all participate in change, and it is the belief that we do not have to wait to be 100 years old to believe in what our dream is. We all have dreams. All of us, all of you, I have dreams, and this is precisely what I'm putting forth today. Believing that I have the power within me to make a difference for the lives of youth. Believing that I can inspire people and I can motivate people to make a difference and to create a social shift and to create a social change. Believing that through my work I'll be able to be recognized for the beliefs and the values to help other people. To see that our kids can actually recognize their own potential. To see that our kids can actually rise and realize that just because someone gave them a label of ADHD or a label of dyslexia or a label of an illness or a label of depression or a label of whatever another human being has given them, they don't have to succumb and be limited. They can still rise to be an amazing person. They can still rise to contribute. They can still rise to be a leader, a mentor. They can still rise to be an example of a human being who evolves and who grows and who has something to contribute. And this comes from who they are internally, and they need to believe it. So for me, once again, this is just for me, I just truly, truly am so excited because this is what needs to take place within all of our communities. And Rise to Win for our youth is precisely that. here I am in West Palm Beach, starting it within the community of leaders, within the community of people who believe in change, the community of people who are already doing the work, grassroots nonprofit directors who have experience, hands-on training of what truly is taking place in the lives of these kids, in the lives of these parents, in the lives of all of these different people that are in the mess right now. Now, people will always turn around and say, well, we have so many, there's so many issues, we can't help. That to me, it's a nice excuse. It's a nice way to pass on the potential of what we can, the responsibility. But I am not about focusing on the issues. I'm focusing on the solutions. So the solutions, again, go down to those of you who believe in change, those of you who are part of the solutions, step up. The ones who are not part of the solution, obviously, you probably would not even be listening to me. And so with that concept of knowledge and knowing, let's all come together. Whatever it is that you believe in, you are needed in this chain of change. Wherever you are right now, whether you are a volunteer, whether you are a person who has a program, or if you're a person who believes and has an idea, as silly as that idea is, you know what? There's someone else who has that idea, or maybe someone else who already started it and is just a little forward in their own programming. And you can come together and join forces. This week, at the end of the week on Sunday, I believe I am going to have a special one-hour program with a young man. This young man's going to stir you. His name is Darius. And Darius is going to be sharing with you a story about his life and what his dream is. And you will be moved, because this story is about a young man who is 15 years old with a disease, with a muscular disease that has already claimed his life, quote unquote. And if Darius can succeed with what he is doing, he might have a different outcome than the one that he's been told he's going to have. And this young man is going across the country raising awareness, in addition to sharing with people his life and the life of his friends who are supporting his dream and who through that process are learning and are growing and are contributing. And in the process, what they are doing is they are also showing how America is not set to deal with people with disabilities, how there's so much that needs to be done. And who else can do that but someone who has that hands-on knowledge? So this is Darius, and we're going to be bringing him and his maybe his team on the show on Sunday. And you'll be able to be linked up to his website. You can actually go to his website now, dariusgoeswest.com. You can buy his movie. He wants to sell 1 million movies. So, you here are listening to something that's going to take place. And this is about me asking you to take this movement seriously and to take it on, to bring it on, because in order for us to make dreams come true, we must encourage those dreams. When those seeds are there, we must water those seeds. And we all have dreams. We all do. That's the essence of who we are as humanity. So I tell you right now, wherever you are in your life, believe in that. Go inside of your soul. Go inside of your belly and just look for that flicker of light that's there. Irrespective of where you are in life, just question yourself and ask yourself, right now is the time for you to rise. Right now is the time for you to take that dream on and believe, because you are needed. You are needed. You are needed in the world, whether it's to comfort older people or to comfort someone who's handicapped or to build, you know, a new system for water irrigation, for how do we contribute to the sun, how do we contribute to the earth, how do we contribute to how do we make clothes in America, how do we bring jobs here, how do we educate, how do we relate to each other. We all have that. Because when we know that we were created by a higher being, we were given those seeds of greatness. We were given those seeds of amazing purpose. And just because we happen to go down a track of life that deterred us from truly who we are, it doesn't mean that you can't get back on track again. We're all starting on a clean slate. You know, once in our lives we were babies. We were born. We were born with a desire and a heart to be loved. And whatever happened in that way, that marked us and that put us on a different path. It doesn't mean that now, when you're an adult, you can't become aware and say, you know what, based on the past and based on the crap that I lived, what do I choose now? Where do I want to go? And yes, it's not easy, but at this point in time, all of us are experiencing difficulty. All of us are having hardship, whether it's physical or emotional or mental or financial. But just sit down in front of Fox and Friends. That's what I did this morning while I'm typing my book. I sat there and I kept on listening to all of the news that kept on coming up. Okay? The man, what is his name? Maloff, is it? With $50 billion? A man whom everyone trusted? A man who people just came and gave them money for him to invest and make them more money? Part of Palm Beach is suffering because a lot of the people that gave him money were from Palm Beach, right where I live. And I heard the news that supposedly the man can't even sleep himself. He's so much in turmoil that he can't sleep. It goes back to the statement of a man makes out of his mind a heaven or a hell. We all do that. When we're sitting there with all the worry of what we can be or what we can do or why are things happening, all that's happening in our heads. Where we can make a change is by taking action and saying, you know what, enough is enough. I'm going to go forward and I'm going to make this happen. And know that it takes an enormous amount of will, an enormous amount of courage to step up and despite the facts, to do what you got to do. I am doing it. If I haven't come out and told you guys all of the backstory that's been shaping me, it's just because that's the backstory. It's in the background. And all I have before me is my ability to say, you know what? I know that I was created for something bigger than this circumstance. I know that the circumstance of me being in financial turmoil is the test for me to rise above it. I know that life is not about resources, but about resourcefulness. I know that I have to get stronger in certain ways of who I am in order to be able to learn something more, in order to be able to reach other people, in order for me to bring a team on, rather than me thinking I can do it all by myself. Nothing great is ever accomplished with just one. Or at least not today, 2008. We must come together. Because there's more in togetherness. There's more in team than in just me. That's not how we grow. That's not how we bring in the diversity and the richness that we all have, especially here in America where we are in the melting pot. You know, the melting pot's as big as ever. And what I will give to all of you is there is no time like the present to rise up and stand up. Because while gigantic corporations, all of the corporations that we as Americans know that have completely been the mastermind of our economy, while they're now in trouble asking or considering Chapter 11 and bankruptcy and Chapter 7 and whatever, bailouts and all these different things, excuse me, if they can do it and if they're in trouble despite the knowledge that they had, despite the technology that they knew, despite the global multinational advisors that they were privy to, if they are in trouble, then imagine you and I, whom we've not been trained at this level, whom we're just struggling to live life day by day. So see, it's not so bad. Your experience in life is based on the meaning you give it. So give your situation, give your opportunity an empowering meaning. You know, clean that slate wherever you are and step up. The country needs you right now. It sounds funny. I see like I'm Uncle Sam here saying the country needs you, but yes, you know what? The country needs you. Country needs you and needs me. And right now is when we can make a name for ourselves, quote unquote, make a name for yourself. Make a name for yourself in your own life. Don't die with the song left in you. Don't die wishing and thinking that you know what you could have if you've only had a different life. Your life is based on what you've chosen. And right now, you have the option and opportunity and the clean slate to choose differently and to say, you know what, even if I'm afraid, I'm still going to go forward. Even if I'm afraid, even if I don't know all the stuff, even if I'm not rich, even if I'm bankrupt, even if I was thrown out, even if I had a divorce, even if I've been let go, you know, start, strive, allow the character inside of you to lead the way, because that is where we are right now. In 2008, we are being confronted with a new type of battle, a new type of war, a new type of confrontation. All of that, all of what's happening outside around us, in the economy, in the market, in the financial sector, in the medical sector, in the housing market, if I didn't say that, in the education market, in government. Look at the governor in Illinois. Instead of stepping down, where is his character? Where is his integrity? Where is his loyalty? Where is his commitment? What is he committed to? What is he committed to that he has no respect to step up and say, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I've done. It's true. I'm sorry, and I'm stepping down. I'm allowing someone who can truly be a person of clarity, a person of integrity, someone who has the public's respect. I'm going to allow them or appoint them. How ridiculous is that? Who is guiding us? Who is telling us how to be? Who are you using? This goes back to, again, asking yourself, where is truth? Who is truth? What do you use to mark your own steps? Where do you go for your guidance? Do you allow yourself to be guided by the statures that another man creates? Or do you allow a higher force to come and direct you? And that higher force happens to be connected with your heart and your conscience. Because when you know you're not following that path, inside of you, you know that you don't feel too good. And you know that you get feelings of guilt. And you get feelings of, look at what again was happening to the man who can't sleep at night. You know, I mean, I've heard there was a news report a few months back, or actually it was a church with the priest saying that there's such a high rate of the people that commit suicide here in West Palm Beach that they tend to be the people who live right on the beach in these mansion homes. Homes that when you drive at night, you don't see anyone in. You don't see lights on. But yet these people have these amazing homes. You know, and we're seeing now money is not the answer and the solution. Money is not where you really get fulfilled in life. Money is not what makes us be champions and role models and heroes. Money is a medium through which we can exchange so we can gain and so that we can buy and so that we can have and acquire so that we can help and reach and teach and give and bring some degree of happiness to people, even to ourselves. And when you don't have it, yeah, it's tough. I can tell you that it is tough because that's what I have chosen for these past 2.5 years since I got injured. That's what I have chosen. That has been my sacrifice. In order to get to where I am, where I can stand here and say, you know what? Believe in you. There are ways. There is learning that you can learn so that you can go forward and be strong and not depend on somebody else telling you how to do it. I had to learn that myself. I had to walk the walk. And I'm walking the walk right now. In order for me to walk the walk, I have to have an amazing, enormous amount of faith. Of faith in God's purpose in my life. Of faith in His purpose through me. to make a difference. And if I genuinely did not want to make a difference, then I'd be falling all over myself because I wouldn't be willing to pay the price. I will tell you, my price, it has been a high price. Because where I am right now, at this age, I shouldn't be where I am financially, but I am. And I hate saying it, but I just want to say it because I want to be clear about it. I want to be clear about it. That's what live and learn is about. Live and learn. And have I learned? Yes, I've learned a lot. Am I still learning? Of course. But what I really see, bottom line, common denominator, is there is no time like the present for all of us to start anew, to believe in your purpose and in yourself, to look inside you, to ask yourself, close your eyes and ask yourself. When we're finished with this radio show, close your eyes and put your hand in your belly and just allow yourself to settle down. But step up, stand up, stand up. Stand up and ask yourself, what's my purpose? In your belly, ask yourself, what are my dreams? What are the dreams of a child that I have inside me that I haven't yet allowed to come out? And you will feel it and you will know it and you will get an immediate answer. You will get an immediate answer. Whatever that is, whether it's to go fishing somewhere or whether it's to build a kite, or whether it's because you wanted to learn 5 languages, or because you wanted to write a book, or because you wanted to build a little restaurant somewhere in I don't know, Mexico. Or because you wish you could work with handicapped, or you wanted to create a picture. Whatever it is, that's the seed of your dream and of your greatness. And if you pursue it and you start to follow it, your path will become aligned. And through you believing in that, you will start gaining the resources that eventually you'll be able to use to create the income and the type of life that you want to have. But it is all a process. And it won't come to you, you know, without paying the price and without walking the steps. It's just like they say, before you can make $10, you got to make one. Before you can make $100, you got to make one. And that, all of that takes belief in yourself. It takes belief and it takes courage for you to say, you know what? What I've created, somebody else wants. And right now, you and I can see and look outside and realize that people need guidance. People need ideas. People need solutions. There's a whole new market being made available to us because things as they've been are no longer working. So right now, it's anytime people are going to start creating and inventing, people are going to see that as a solution, so here it is. Now we can restart again, whether it's in electronics, in technology, in food, in production, in conservation, and how to store, for example. For example, think that you are a producer of containers. Think that you are the person that provides McDonald's with the cups. So let's say that this person comes to McDonald's and says, hey, listen, I found instead of supersizes, here I have these cups that will only provide this amount of drink and whatever. And all of a sudden, this person aligns it with a health reason. You know, we want to help our kids not become obese. We want to put America on a new health, diet. And let's say they do that. And McDonald's can look and say, you know what? That will actually be great because it will save us at the bottom line. And at the same time, we can actually do something great for people. And we can actually look as the heroes here in this mess and in this craziness. Is that not going to help McDonald's recreate themselves in their branding? Of course. Is it going to help their bottom line? Yes, because now they're no longer going to have to spend as much money buying these cartons that were bigger. It's going to save them in many ways. And then they're also going to be able to do something great. And then what happened to the people that created those cups? Well, they've invented a new way of doing business again. And then all of a sudden, there you go, a trend. Then everyone's going to have to go back and downsize rather than supersize. That's just one of the ideas. You know, start looking at life like that. Start looking at everything. And start getting up on the fact that this country and this world belongs to us, belongs to you and me. And in order to support our kids, we need to be out there doing the work. Because our kids are only being guided by what they see. So if they see us being lazy, unable to do anything, unable to believe in ourselves, then how can they believe in themselves? Now, if they see us stepping up and they see us engaging them in it and sharing with them the, you know, the whole emotion and the energy of what it takes, they'll be able to witness it live, directly, head on. That's where we're stepping up. So I will say, the biggest thing you can do right now is just become aware. Don't waste your possibilities. Don't waste your chances. Step up. Step up to a new reality of really being at the right place at the right time. And schedule yourself to make your vision real. Schedule yourself to make your dream real. I love it. I love it because this is what dreams are made of. Seeing a need and meeting a need. This is what all of us can do. All of us can really step up. And another thing, go to risetowin.com, RISE2WIN.com. Sign up. Be on the mailing list. I'm still fixing everything. I'm still organizing everything. But just get your name on there. Because this is all about creating this movement. If you have something to give, something to contribute, if you are who you are, whoever you are, then you need to let me know. Send me an email. Send me an email on to liveandlearnllc@gmail.com. If you go to the website, my contact information is there. You know, it takes more than one person to make a change. But it takes the opportunity of all of us stepping up to combine our resources and to leverage to make a real difference. And I will tell you, come 40 years from now, when we're all in gray, we want to be able to turn around and say, you know what, I was part of that. I was part of that change. While all that was happening, while Obama was being elected the best president we ever had, who knows? If he does turn out to be the best president that we've ever had, then we're there. You can actually think of yourself that maybe you're going to be in his cabinet. Just think of how phenomenal that would be. Or that you created, you know, an amazing feat in your town, in your school, in your church, in your family. You are part of change right there. And it is possible based on what you believe in. And it's in having the guts. Telling you it's easier said than done. Because to have the guts, you gotta have the guts. But when you step out and you do it in faith and you're doing it to help people and you're doing it for the right reasons and it's really what genuinely grows out of your heart and what stirs you in your gut and what makes you just cry when you think about it, then hey, all you can do is give yourself the cross and say, God, help me. God, push me out there and send the right people my way and allow me to give out your message. Allow me to be true to who I am and to the purpose that you have for me in this life. I will tell you that that has to be the most incredible place to be on earth. You know, just think of that. Think of the future so that you know which way to go. It's never too late, no matter where you are, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been. What matters is that now you have experience and that now you can say, you know what, I've done it that way and now I'm going to try it this way. It didn't work that way, so now let me do it another way. Or you know what? Been there, done that. Now it's time for me to really take charge. And then do it so that our future generations can have a better place to be at, to thrive at. Our generation here in America has the job of being able to make this world great, not just for us in America, but for the rest of the world. And that's up to us. We need to encourage them with that. How can they be encouraged? With the lack of heroes that we have today. Not everyone is set out to be a football player. Not everyone set up to be a Jennifer Aniston. Not everyone could be a Shakira. But the world does not revolve just through actors or through football players. They make a part of what this world is about. So we need to be able to occupy all of the professions and the new professions that haven't even been yet invented. We need to encourage our kids to believe in their dreams. And we need to encourage them by us believing in them and then believing in ourselves. You cannot give what you don't have. Start believing in you. Because I believe in you. I may not know who you are, and some of you I do know. I know my friend Gary McCants is out there. I know the people that I've connected with who have written to me in India and Africa and England, across the United States. People in the past and the present and those in the future. Whoever you are, we can make it. And we can make it together. And we can make it now when it really matters. So I would say I love you all. Stay tuned tomorrow. Stay tuned Friday, Thursday, and Sunday. And just follow through, because whatever's going to come through, the fire's coming. So this is Sandra with Power to Be You, with Rise to Win for Our Youth. And come back again at noon. This is Sandra signing off.